A message that's going to be very simple, but I think it's profound. So open your Bible to Romans 1:16. And can you put it up on the screen? Go ahead and put it up. Go ahead and put it up on the screen. We're going to read it. We are all going to read this together. We're going to borrow somebody's tradition this morning. And this one I'm borrowing is good. And then we're going to leave them alone. We are going to see, can we flow with the Holy Ghost? Amen. Whatever he said, that's what I've been doing. And I just wanted to share with you Romans 1:16. When y'all get it ready, shoot it up there and let us see it. Amen. All right, we ready. Now, with everybody in a position where everybody can stand up. Let's all look at the screen. Got 2, 3, 4. Everybody. Somebody still sitting down. Everybody. Everybody standing up. We're not going to take long. Everybody standing up. Everybody standing? Thank you. Let's all read this together. What it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also the Greek. Next verse. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Just shall live by faith. All right, you may be seated. Thank you so much. Now, listen to it from the New Living Translation. This is the way the New Living Translation reads. For I'm not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. 17. This good news tells us how God made us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Hallelujah. My title is The Gospel Will Stand for Itself. Amen. The gospel will do what? And I'm not ashamed of it. The gospel will stand for itself. You know, some people, sometimes you get in a situation, you have to have somebody stand for you. I remember years ago, a person was trying to purchase them an automobile, and they wanted me to stand for them. I did. I stood for a couple of, I think that's the only time I ever did that. And I had another person came along, wanted me to stand for his note, but because of my first experience of standing for a person like that, I didn't take up the second one. So, but the gospel don't lead you to profit. It will stand for itself. It will pass every test. Hello? The gospel will meet every challenge. It will defeat every foe and come out shining like the glow it has. Amen. Amen. Notice Paul said, I am not what? Ashamed of what? I'm not intimidated. I'm not embarrassed. You know, sometimes things can what? Shame you. Embarrass you. Also what? Intimidate you. Sometimes things can scare you. Amen. But Paul said, I am not embarrassed over this truth, this gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is what? Good news. What is good news? Something that makes me happy. Something that satisfies me. That gives me what I need. Give me what I want. Fulfill me. Make me better than I was before I heard the good news. Anybody ever come to you and said, you may not need this, but I just wanted to do this for you and put some money in your hand. Did you get real sad and say, oh, why do you break my heart like that? Why did you make me so sad? You should have kept your money and I would have been happier. How many ever respond to you like that? Woo, woo, woo. And they're saying more, 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 more. Amen. The reason people do not respond to the gospel wholeheartedly